Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Anda masih mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge. Kini kita beralih ke liputan selanjutnya. Dari dunia kesehatan, ada informasi seputar jam tangan pintar. Selengkapnya bersama Nova Purwadi.
Jam tangan pintar alias wearables, gawai yang bisa dikenakan, bakal menjadi tren kebugaran terbesar selama 2020. Itulah temuan ribuan profesional industri fitness yang dirangkum American College of Sports Medicine baru-baru ini. Pada kantor berita Associated Press, pengguna wearables Tim Hyde menceritakan fungsi Apple Watch yang dikenakannya.
I wear an Apple Watch and I wear it because it works with my phone. So the contacts from my phone are also in my watch. I can keep track of my pulse and I can also keep track of how many steps I've taken and the exercise that I'm doing throughout the day.
Michelle Mix juga menggunakan wearables.
It's used for not only just time, it tracks your steps, it tracks your calorie burn throughout the day, your activity level. It tracks how every time you stand. You can also do smart things with it. Get text messages, pictures, videos, listen to music.
Menurut seorang pelatih kebugaran, Mark Harari, pemilik Pulse Fitness Studio, teknologi yang memantau berbagai fungsi tubuh ini sudah menjadi bagian budaya bugar saat ini.
Some people like them simply for the motivation factor. It's become a competitive thing within themselves. So it's really not about competing with other people as much as it is with themselves. And one of my things that I always say in every single class is walk out if you're stronger than when you walked in. So I like them to look at what they did yesterday and let's see if we can make you a little bit stronger today.
Selain memantau detak jantung dan lain-lain hal, teknologi seperti ini juga bisa digunakan memantau dan mengontrol asupan kalori. Detak jantung manusia bervariasi, tapi ahli medis umumnya berpendapat detak jantung maksimal yang sehat adalah 222 per menit dikurangi usia seseorang. Disinilah teknologi bisa membantu pengguna. Antara lain agar tidak over atau terlalu memaksa diri dalam berolahraga. Seperti dijelaskan Dr. Eli Gang, seorang ahli kardiologi.
Quite surprisingly to some people, it's been shown that if you exercise very vigorously too much, specifically in some studies more than 4 hours per week of very intense exercise, ironically, your risk of mortality actually goes up. So the curve is actually a U-shaped curve. On one end is the sedentary person. In the bottom of the U-shaped curve, which is the least amount of mortality or risk for cardiovascular disease, is moderate amount of exercise. And the risk of the curve goes back up to the other arm of the U with higher risk for excessive intensive exercise.
Mengurangi berat badan dan menambah olahraga masih menjadi salah satu resolusi tahun baru teratas dalam daftar yang dihimpun konsultan, Ipsos, dan restoran Urban Plates. Meski untuk tahun ini, lebih banyak responden mengaku memiliki resolusi terkait keuangan, bukan kebugaran. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.
Ingin tahu berita menarik, terkini dan terpercaya? Ikuti kami di Twitter @VOAIndonesia.
Ingin menyimak kembali siaran kami? Kunjungi situs kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
VOA Executive Lounge. Anda masih bersama saya Dewi Sulianti dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Jangan lupa ikuti terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Juga ikuti kami di akun media sosial VOA di Instagram, YouTube, dan juga Facebook @VOAIndonesia. Baiklah, saya pamit dulu dari VOA Washington DC. Saya Dewi Sulianti. Success with you all the way. Bye.